32 people have been hospitalized in Anchorage in the past week because of spice, a street drug that's a mixture of dried herbs sprayed with chemicals. Many of the victims were smoking the drug near Bean's Cafe in the downtown area on Wednesday. It's unclear if spice is linked to the 7 deaths in the homeless community in the past month. From the Urban Affairs Desk, KSKA's Ann Hillman learned more.
The executive director of Bean's Cafe, Lisa Souter, describes the scene near the soup kitchen on Wednesday as a war zone. Bean's Cafe staff wandered the campus, checking on anyone who was lying down. Some were just lounging in the sun, but others were unconscious.
And what would typically happen is that there'd be maybe 2, 3, 4 people would be smoking it together, and they would also come to symptoms at the same time. So you would have 3 or 4 people down, and then you'd have, okay, it seems okay, everything seems stable, and you'd have 3 or 4 people down again.
Police and paramedics responded. Souter says one of her staff members pried a rolled-up cigarette made with the synthetic drug out of the hand of one of the clients as she was being loaded into the ambulance. She says her staff is seeing an increase in the number of people transported for seizures and cardiac arrests, both side effects of the illegal drug. According to an APD press release, it's possible other chemicals and hemlock-like plants are being added to the drug locally. The health problems from spice usage are not definitively linked to the 7 members of the homeless community who have died in the past 3 weeks. The Anchorage Police Department says toxicology results usually take about 8 weeks. Bean's Cafe has hosted 2 different memorial events to help the grieving community. During the first of the events, Mark Roy of Aconis listened to his brother drum while others sang. He said the deaths were a wake-up call.
And reading it in the newspaper, it opened up my eyes, too. And that kind of scares me. So,
how did it open up your eyes?
Making me want to, stop trying to drink so much, and doing drugs, and try and sober up. Try and find work and get a place to live in.
Souter says connecting clients with a limited number of resources isn't always easy.
The problem is now if somebody walks into our client services office and says, that's it, I'm done with drugs, I want to go into detox, I want to go into rehab, we go, great, hopefully we can get you a bed maybe in October. That doesn't work. We've got to be utilizing the few scant resources we have while we're trying to bring more online.
One temporary solution is a simple real-time updated document shared by local service providers showing all available detox, rehab, and housing possibilities. Souter says it will help make sure all resources are put into use as quickly as possible. But she says ensuring that everyone is safe will require the whole community.
If you see someone on the sidewalk, passed out, you don't need to approach them. But call 911 and have somebody check on them. One of the clients that was found had been on the street for probably 10 to 12 hours. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable that we've become so accustomed to people being passed out on sidewalks that for 10 hours, no one called.
The Anchorage Police Department is looking for the source of the drug. Selling and possessing spice in Anchorage is illegal. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.